hour live at the Met with Donizetti's Lucia di Lammermoor. Well, it's the first intermission now, so let's go backstage to where Lauren Toulagin is speaking with Olga Peretiako-Mariotti and Vittorio Grigolo.
Thank you very much, Mary Jo. I am speaking with our Lucia, Olga Peretiako-Mariotti, and our Edgardo, Vittorio Grigolo. Nice to see
Hello,
you both.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody. I have a jingle for you. Good morning, America, live here from the Met.
Yeah, ciao, mama. Ciao, Vittorio. Ciao. House, you see?
You're so shy, Vittorio.
Yeah,
you know,
I am.
You got to get over that. You both sang that last love duet so beautifully. Olga, let me ask you about...
She does it all.
Yeah, she does. Do you ever wish your characters were given more time to be happy together? You know, there's just not much joy in this
opera.
Some
of my characters are happy. Like Adina,
but not Lucia.
Example, and she doesn't, yeah,
but not
doesn't die,
not Lucia.
But not Lucia. It's only one, really, one duet where she's happy. And
right.
It's worse and worse. It's getting worse now. Be prepared.
The melody in that duet flows on and on, the one you just mentioned, yet it sounds so effortless. Vittorio, let me ask you about that. It's just melody after melody after melody, beautiful bel canto. Do you allow yourself the luxury of actually enjoying...
I do allow a lot of luxury to myself. What are you talking
allowing
about?
Allowing that... you know what I mean? Allow just.
I know.
Just
let's to, be serious. Just, I know what you're talking about.
Just to revel in it? Or are you so just attuned to singing it the right way?
Listening, whenever you have a great partner, whenever you have a great combination with everybody in an amazing cast, it is easy to produce good sounds. You always want to raise your bar. You want to feel the other that is in good shape. So I think that this is the way we always go on stage, trying to be happy with ourselves and always give the best. Of course, in the morning, it's not easy for us, for singers, to be on stage in the morning, so everybody will understand if sometimes something happened, but nothing happened today. It seems like, to me, even better than the evening.
It sounds fabulous.
When did you wake up today?
At 6 o'clock.
At 6? Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's why.
That's
why.
Oh, my God.
That's why in Italy I called my mom and they said, oh, why you wake up so early? Yes.
Olga, Lucia's music features a lot of rapid coloratura. So what kind of challenge is it to shift between that and the long legato lines?
Well, you know, I'm doing so much of this now because, you know, the voice is changing and it's really becoming heavier and heavier. And so I really can enjoy the middle register, the middle and the downstairs, I call it always. And what Lucia is about, and I really enjoy this wonderful long lines, and the maestro allows us to do that. So because, you know, he's breathing with us, and that's the receipt actually. So that's why we could do that so effortless, you know. And yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing music. Just think about words.
It's so difficult. Also for me, it's not a very easy role. In the beginning, it's very high tessitura, as you said, and but it's very well written. The voice can be warm up right during the whole show. I could have never did it if I didn't have a good maestro. Actually, I say hello to my teacher in Italy, Danilo Rigosa, and Vittorio Selmi. Ciao, belli.
Let me ask you, Vittorio. For most of the rest of the opera, Edgardo believes that Lucia has betrayed him. So, do you think that ultimately that drives him a little mad too?
I think yes. I have to say that I always compare Edgardo as, I would say, he's a Scottish Romeo, you know what I mean? It's like we have to figure it out. We have to understand that this guy has great values. He really loved this girl. He never had the chance to have a physical encounter, I think, deeply, but something, you know, and he really wants to show her this love that is pure energy, is platonic love, but of course he would have, at the end, he would die for her for that, you know, so I mean, it's very extreme, and I think
in opera, and he never gives me the chance to explain what is actually happening.
Right.
Yeah.
Never.
I mean, he betrayed her, but I think at the end he forget about that. I mean, he's saying, and this moment, I'm coming to you. He decided to die for her anyway. So at the end, there is that kind of forgiveness. We need to be able to forgive.
That's too late.
Yeah, but this is a very good key, you know, to be able to forgive. And I mean, not only in Lucia, we should do it in all our lives. You know, it's not easy and simple.
Well, speaking of that, it's so good to see you both sitting here together talking about this and listening to you sing is such a joy. Olga Peretiako-Mariotti and Vittorio Grigolo, thanks for a few minutes.
Thank you
so much. Remember the jingle. Good morning, America. Live here from the Met. That's mine, huh?
I'm Lauren Toulage, and we are live backstage at the Met. And
now it's
Mary
serious.
Jo and I were back to you in the radio booth.
Yes, and now it's serious. Well, that was fun.
Indeed. Well, yeah, as Lauren said, it's a pity he's so withdrawn and so shy.